As Pella and Oskaloosa get set to open district play tonight, we wind back the clock nearly 36 years when the two teams met in the first round quarterfinals of the Class 3A playoffs. Craig Wassner, who still lives in Pella today, was a senior all-stater for the Little Dutch.
I am amazed at how many people still remember and think about that game, and I've got goosebumps as we're talking about it. The two teams, Oski and Pella, had not played for many decades, and I want to say 30 or 40, maybe 50 years, I don't know, but they hadn't played for a long time. So 16 miles apart, and we had not played. They were in the Southeast 7 Conference. We were in the old South Central Conference. Both teams were 9-0. They were tougher than nails. We met up with them first game of the playoffs, and we were fortunate to beat them.
In this KRLS Classic, we go back to November 7th, 1979, and join Bob Kramer and Dave Bender, who called the game live from City Stadium in Oskaloosa on KPLL Radio.
Crowd of both sides is on their feet, ready to get this Class 3A playoff game underway. There's the catch. And coming away from Thomas, it bounces inside the 5, now goes into the end zone, it'll be a touchback. Again, that backfield for Pella, Brad Van Disseldorf, your quarterback, it'll be Thomas at the wing back. Wassener, your fullback, Arona will be your tailback. Baked into the middle, back to pass, first pass of the game is completed to Van White. He's into Oskaloosa territory, finally brought down about the Oskaloosa 37-yard line. Reception number 38 on this football season for Van White. They're going to spot it down at the 14-yard line. It'll be a 24-yard field goal attempt by Craig Wassener. Wassener, 8 out of 10 on the football season. This will be a straight on. There's a snap. It's a good one. The kick is dropped. It looks good. It is good. 7:29 left in the opening quarter. Your score is now Pella 3, Oskaloosa nothing. Defensively for Pella, they line up the front four. Jeff Dingaman and Mark Whippy as your head. Rich Manser, Mike Van Gorp, your tackles. Your linebackers are Mike DeVries and Jack Pope, along with Craig Washington and Paul Bawalda. Bawalda Jr., the rest seniors. So deep three for Pella, your two halfbacks. Van Disseldorf, along with Craig Arona, your safety tonight, Jamie Brohard. Back to pass is Hiley, throws down over the middle. Washington. Washington brings it back to the 49. Oh, Bob,
what a change he's been since. Washington intercepted the ball, made a nice return, was tackled, and as he hit the ground, he dropped the ball, but I guess it was whistled dead. Bob, big break to the Dutchman.
Back to pass on this one.
Oh,
touchdown. Oh boy, the defender fell down. There wasn't anybody within 5 yards of Van White. 4 minutes and 40 seconds left in the first quarter. It's Pella 10, Oskaloosa nothing. Now it's on the 21, it'll be a 31-yard field goal. There's the snap, it is down. The kick is up, and it looks good from here. It is good.
That's right, a good kick.
Wassener, 2 out of 2, the same thing on the field goal. So with 11:02 now remaining in the second quarter, it's Pella 13. And Oskaloosa nothing. Hiley is back to pass. He's looking, throws it.
Oh, all right.
He's at the 40, back down to the 36-yard line of Oskaloosa. Roman, the intended receiver, could not come up with Wassener. Another excellent interception. His second all the evening. Boner trying to go left. There's no room.
Oh, oh.
And Van Disseldorf knocks him down.
But 5-6 yards left.
The clock is stopped. 34 seconds left in the first half. The Little Dutch on top, 13-0. Oskaloosa, their face with a second down and 9. I think we could almost call it second down and goal. Hindley rolling to his right. He's going to keep it. He's inside the 10-yard
line. We got the ball.
All right. Pella has it. Hindley dropped the football. He never did tuck it in. Your first half officially comes to an end. Your score is Pella 13, Oskaloosa nothing.
20 seconds showing on your clock. Third quarter action, 13-0. It's a quarter that's been all Oskaloosa offensively, but they have not got the big play when they needed it. Your third quarter comes to an end. Your score, Pella 13, Oskaloosa nothing. Hindley taking his time. He's back to pass. It's a look at his hands.
Intercepted
by Bawalda. That might seal it. See, he moved that corner back in, Bob, a little bit, and they tried that same looking pass, and Bawalda picked it off.
Hindley gives it right side. Walker, touchdown, Oskaloosa. 2:51 left in your football game. 13-7, the Little Dutch holding on. There's the kick. There's your onside kick. It's above the line. I think Bella has it, though. They'll get it at the 48-yard line. There's no tomorrow. The Oskaloosa doesn't do it right here. Heinley is back to throw. He's throwing over the middle. He's stopped. Incomplete.
The ball game right there. Greg and Dusseldorf.
Breaks it up. Intended for Greg Smith. It's Bella's ball. They'll let out the clock.
Well, it was mentioned by both coaches at the onset of this game that it could very well be determined by breaks and who made the breaks and who got the most breaks, and I believe Pella made the most breaks with three pass interceptions, fumble recovery, very strong defense, and a very, very supreme first half offense this show, Bob.
Pella has won this first round of the football 3A playoff. Your final score, the Little Dutch of Pella 13 and the Indians of Oskaloosa 7.
While the Little Dutch would go on to lose in the semifinals to Urbandale, 1979 will be remembered for the first football playoff victory in school history. Pella 13, Oskaloosa 7. Reporting for KNIA KRLS Football Friday Night, I'm Trevor Castle.